pledging allegiance to the Taliban, tribesmen, dignitaries and members of the former government in Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban and its seat of power. A show of unity at a delicate moment for the group that swept into the capital last month. But the Taliban is now denying rumors of a possible power struggle and infighting among its senior leadership. Reports also suggested Deputy Prime Minister Mullah Abdul Ghani Brother was sidelined. As the rumors spread, the Taliban dispatched one of its officials, Anas Haqqani, with one message to convey. The Taliban is more united than ever. Mullah Brother later appeared himself in a video explaining why he hasn't been seen in public for the last few days.
I was traveling from Kabul, so I had no access to the media in order to reject this news. We assure the Afghanistan nation, Mujahideen, elders and youth, not to worry. There's no reason to worry.
But many Afghans are worried. They fear a prolonged leadership crisis that may create more poverty and uncertainty.
In the past, there was peace and people had their jobs. Now people are hungry and many are anxious about what may happen next.
I joined the Taliban 3 years ago. My hopes for a prosperous and peaceful Afghanistan. This is my biggest wish.
As winter approaches, tens of thousands of people who fled their homes recently will need food, shelter and stoves. The UN has warned the country may face a severe humanitarian situation if aid does not arrive soon. The Taliban is now back in power, but its challenges are far from over. The group is facing mounting pressure to form an inclusive government and is desperate for international recognition and financial assistance at a moment when two-thirds of the Afghans need help. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, Kabul.